This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, talk radio you control this Friday night, 603-803-2428. What is the freaking number here? 603-283-6160. It's right in front of me.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a big piece of paper right there. Just read it off.
Yeah, so I'm frazzled. It's Friday. I was not mentally prepared when I went to work today to be on Free Talk Live, and then I was like, oh, I have to be on Free Talk Live tonight or the show won't be live, and the show not being live is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the fact that you were, you literally going from one job to another job, back to your other job, like that's got to be a mess, mess with your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Friday dinner, right? Yeah. And we're just obscenely busy during Friday dinner rushes, as you would imagine, so just straight running as fast as you can to do that, and then leaving there at 6:40 to be here on time to prepare and do the show with all of the things that have changed and all of that. It was just not to mention not having any, even under the best of circumstances, I'm limited in show prep to like 3 news websites. So if they're not talking about anything interesting, then I don't have anything interesting.
You need a co-host, yeah. Like especially right now.
Oh, so yeah. Then I got here and was like, there's no one else here.
Yeah, I was gone. I'm almost never gone, and I was gone.
Yeah, the both of us were gone because normally
we were told not to come.
Yeah, we were expecting there to be a rerun, basically, of Free Talk Live.
That was a miscommunication. The last I heard was that Mark hadn't told anyone not to come in, so I was like, okay, cool.
But that doesn't really mean anything. Just because you don't tell me not to come in doesn't...
Well, he didn't know that someone else would tell you not to come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mark was working on solving the problem of getting someone here to do the show.
Right.
And within like 10 minutes of finding that out, I had solved the problem. I was like, yes, I'll be there. So just a miscommunication. It happens. So what about porn? Those who know me know that I like pornography, right? I'm a very sexually oriented person.
Man, you are not the only Free Talk Live host I've learned that about recently.
I'm very upfront about that, right?
I mean, let's be honest. Most people, they're going to lie about this. It's
I see no reason to lie about
stigmas. That look, as far as guys are concerned, at least it's
a given.
Yeah, it's like it's just a fact of life. Like anybody who denies it is lying, basically.
I don't think anybody that denies it is lying, because personally, I've definitely seen porn, so I'm not lying. And I would say that, like, the most interesting to me is Riley Rose, because she's just so pretty. And I just like the way she is when she is, like, doing her porn. But it's not hot to me. Like, it doesn't turn me on at all. Like, I don't like it like the way most people do.
Yeah, I can see, guys saying, like, things like...
Oh, Riley Reid, my bad.
Oh, I prefer the real thing, or something to that effect. Like, I get
that. Well, who doesn't?
Right. Like, well, I know, but, like, I'm just thinking, like to say that you don't enjoy or you don't... Like it, that, I think, is, like... an exaggeration. It's a lie. It's misleading. Now, to say, you prefer, the real thing, I get that. That's not a lie. That's just like, oh, I don't do it very often. Okay, I get that, right? But
sure.
Outright say, like, you don't ever look, it's like, yeah, okay, you're a liar.
Well, I don't look at the moment. I don't have permission to use any porn sites. I know, and I want to ask for permission somehow, but look, I had a list of priorities, right? Like, this thing is more important to me than this thing, and pornography was not at the top of the list, because what was at the top of the list was the dating apps that actually get me laid. So I requested permission for those.
Yeah.
And I got the permission.
And that I totally understand, and I totally feel for you, and I...
But next, I will, in fact, at some point, be asking for access to pornography.
Well, and this goes back to, like... Oh, yeah, you prefer the real thing, right?
Well, obviously, right? I mean, who wouldn't? So. But I still watch tons of porn.
Yeah.
Well, not lately, but other people are also not watching porn, it turns out. I think you said this is in Utah?
Oh, yeah. So,
I'm not the only one not watching porn at the moment, or who's... Some other people are about to be joining me, it would seem, and not watching pornography.
You know... I have a suspicion that this is not something that's actually going to stop anybody from watching porn. It's just going to mean that you have to take an extra couple of steps to disable the filter. But
or use a laptop or desktop. But, you know, those are a bit inconvenient versus your cell phone.
I never got cell phone porn. I don't get it.
Isn't that the same porn?
It is the same porn. It's just easier to access.
It's a small screen, though. Like, I just...
Oh, well, I always watch, like, movies and YouTube videos on my phone, so I guess if I was going to watch porn, it'd probably be on my phone.
I rarely ever watch any kind of video content, period, on my phone.
That's
so,
what most people say.
I don't know. I mean, it's maybe a preference thing.
I have a projector and a 100-inch screen that I'm, like, anxious to put porn on now that the windows are actually blacked out, and I finally have the blackout curtains up, and I can't do it.
We gotta get you some DVDs or something, just so that you can...
Like, is it so much to ask that I watch porn on a 100-inch screen? That's such a simple need for someone to have.
Yeah, that was like the day one we were supposed to do, like, when you were released. We were like,
right.
Okay, you don't have access to anything other than... And then we tried to look for, like, a DVD player, a portable DVD player to hook up, and, like, we couldn't find one locally.
I didn't know this was porn-related. I thought you were just bored.
No, I was very much just bored. I didn't know anyone was trying to find me porn.
Oh.
Oh, no. We weren't trying to find you porn. We were trying to find you a DVD player.
I was like, how would you even know what to choose for her? That seems so personal.
Oh, no. I have no idea what Aria likes. I'm not that close in that respect.
I'm kind of sad now because the idea of Aria just got out of jail. She has nothing to do. We need to get this bitch some porn.
Now, that would have been a good idea, but that wasn't
my day.
That wasn't on... It was like we had to get the DVD player first before we could figure out what to actually get you in terms of content. So it just... We never got that far because we couldn't find any place that would sell a DVD player anymore. So...
ThinkPenguin.com doesn't have DVD players?
No.
Amazon?
We never did. I mean, we have... Okay, so we have portable DVD players, but you have to hook them up to a computer, so it wouldn't have worked for her because she couldn't have a computer from what we understood at the time.
I can have a computer.
Well, we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
On day one, remember.
I still have my gaming PC.
Well, we still need to get you a DVD player because somebody donated for you to get a DVD player.
They did.
That was very nice of them.
I don't actually need
a DVD player.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't you, Chris. It was somebody on Joe's stream. But, yeah, you don't need one?
I don't need one.
Oh.
Okay, well...
I mean, I got permission to use my Switch again, and that's generally what I keep connected to the projector, so I can watch YouTube and
stuff.
So
we need to get you the... Now we need to get you the porn, right?
I will not say no to that.
All right. So everybody hears that. Ari, if you want to send her something, I don't know what you like, but I guess you probably can't really go into it on air here.
I mean, I don't recall ever watching any porn that I didn't like. Of course, I haven't gotten any of that insane extreme stuff. But, I mean, just I don't find much objectionable porn out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so send away.
But the governor of Utah evidently finds plenty of objectionable porn
so
out there.
This is a story from The Hill. Utah governor signs legislation requiring porn filters on cell phones and tablets. This is... how?
What is a porn
Utah,
filter?
Remember, and
isn't this a violation of all sorts of rights?
Oh, yeah. For adults, absolutely. And the Supreme Court has ruled that effectively you cannot mandate
software.
You can't mandate, like, that. You can't. Okay, so what they ruled in, like, the 90s, like, 8 times, because they passed a similar law, like, 8 times, and every time it got overruled by the Constitution, or the Supreme Court, I should say, under the Constitution. Effectively, you can't ID the people, the government can't require the IDing of the people being of age for porn sites. So
that's why all they have to do is just click a button?
Yes,
I'm 18.
Yes.
I've always wondered about that, too.
Not everybody has a credit card. But back in the 90s, they were requiring you to, like, enter a credit card, and then you'd have to sign up for some sort of pass. I don't know if you guys remember any of this, but, like, it would give you access to, like, multiple porn sites.
I never tried to access porn when I was 4 years old. I was born in 1996.
Fair enough. You guys are too young.
I'm pretty sure I was trying to watch porn. Well, not in 96 either. Hmm. But
anyway.
I do remember seeing, you know, paid porn sites and stuff like that. I didn't know that was the reason for it. I was just always like...
It wasn't.
Like,
the free sites required you to do age verification in order to gain access to them. So you had to, like, get a porn pass, basically. And... Yeah, it was crazy, and but you could just go to a foreign porn site and not have that problem. It was weird.
It is very weird.
Well, you're probably the only teenager using VPNs and stuff, Chris.
Not at that point, but I didn't need it at that point.
More on this story from Utah and requiring phone filters to keep people from watching pornography on their phones. What do you think about that mess? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 6160. That's a call-in line. This band was mentioned a few weeks ago here on the show. I don't know if it was that long ago, but the captain had mentioned them. Couldn't remember the name of the band. That is Rebels, Inc., for those who were curious about that. We actually covered them at Forkfest last year. It looks like, well, I got to be honest, even if we had been regularly practicing to resume FUD and play this year at Forkfest, all of that's got to be dropped right now because I have much more important things to be doing than practicing in a band. But yes, Rebels Inc., awesome little band.
We're not going to, you guys aren't going to be able to do a performance like last year?
No, we're not even sure if we have a drummer at the moment.
Oh.
Because he's like,
I'm traveling. So disappointed.
Yeah.
That was so much fun last year when you guys performed. It was really great.
If you can't do it this Forkfest, then you guys should just do it some other time at the Gordon's house sometime.
I don't disagree, but I mean, I really don't have the time right now. I mean,
yeah, you've got way too much under your shoulders.
I was up late last night.
Understatement of the year, right?
Connected via VPN to this computer to fix things like directories and the automation program and to edit some ads and stuff like that. And I think I finished that around 4 o'clock this morning.
Ouch.
Went to bed around 5, woke up at 11, and pretty much started getting ready for my other job, then went there, then came here, and then going back there. And then, hopefully, after I get off work there, I will be able to do the podcast and all of that afterwards. So, yes, the podcast tonight is going to be late. Don't look for it until around 3 in the morning at the earliest.
Well,
I'll get it done.
You tech geniuses are like wizards. It's so weird that you were doing something on this computer at 4 a.m. last night and you weren't here.
I thought about like texting you in case you were like hanging out in here and suddenly the computer started doing things. But if that ever happens, it's just me. Don't freak out.
Well,
that's crazy.
I mean, that or somebody broke into it.
I know that
there's nothing we can do to prevent that.
Sure, but true.
Chances are it's just me.
When Ian was in middle school, he hacked onto the principal's computer that way, like remotely hacked onto it. I don't even know how.
He's outside of the statute of limitations, right?
But he said that they just put him on like the AV team because they're like, wow, you're actually really good at this stuff. So they didn't punish him. I just think that's such a cute little Ian thing, totally an Ian thing to do.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It definitely is a cute story.
It sounds like Ian, for sure.
Definitely sounds like Ian.
And he was like, I was just curious. I was just looking around. Like, he wasn't planning to do something dastardly.
I remember getting in trouble just for doing stuff that wasn't even, like, bad. It's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to open the basic terminal thing that's on every computer. It's like, okay.
So other things you're not supposed to do. In Utah, evidently, watch porn from your phone.
They are criminalizing it.
But you can still watch it via DVD, right? And you can still watch it on a laptop or a desktop or...
Only because they can't stop you.
I presume. Why don't they
go all the way on this and create a law that says every digital device, phones, laptops, desktops, have to have this porn filter?
I don't know. Maybe the story will tell us. So let me get into it a little bit.
And we haven't yet.
Literally, I think the only thing I've read is the tunnel so far. Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill on Tuesday requiring porn filters on cell phones and tablets, the Associated Press said, or press reports.
Tablets is one that I've never watched porn on. I feel like if you have a tablet, you can just go ahead and grab a laptop because it's not as convenient.
I can see somebody liking tablets for porn. I can't see them liking a cell phone for porn, though.
Liking or tolerating because it's expedient are two very different things.
Okay.
Like getting up, going to my PC, you know, flipping over to the right display channel and pulling up porn. That's a lot of work versus something that I'm holding in my hand.
Okay.
And if I was willing to put in that amount of work anyway, I would just be trying to get laid instead.
All right. The bill, HB 7...
I feel like people are learning way too much about how my mind operates.
Yeah.
Welcome back to doing shows together,
I'm
Chris.
Just impressed because, like, I just think, like, in San Antonio, I have this one, like, friend that is, like, the biggest, like, horn dog that I know. And he has a lot of sex. But I still feel like it would just be so much harder to do that in New Hampshire. Like, is there not that big of a pool? Do you have to drive far?
Like,
I just feel like I don't know that many.
I don't drive at all. They come to me.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I'm impressed. That's all I'm saying. Like, so props.
So screw that. They're not worth it. I will go to girls. Let me clarify that. I will go to girls.
Yeah, so I have to say, I'm definitely looking at this from a different perspective probably from you, but not really, because both of you guys are, well, you are what you are, Arya, and... Well, you are what you are, Bonnie. So I think the three of us probably don't have any problems in this department. But certainly, I
definitely don't have problems. I'm just saying, it seems like constant at any time you want it. It just seems like this is a small town.
It's not any time you want it. I mean, it's hit or miss, right? But the success rate is about 30% if I'm actually looking to hook up with someone.
I mean, you know. Guys, it's just if you're a straight guy, that's where the problem is. I think when you're not a straight guy,
if you're an actually straight guy, yeah, I would definitely have a problem getting them to come over. But there's a lot of guys who call themselves straight who aren't.
Yeah, that are desperate.
If you will have sex with a trans chick because you're desperate, you're still not straight. Even if the reason is just that you're desperate.
So you don't think that having sex with a trans chick, they can't still be straight? Because what if they're just attracted to just feminine people? Like, I don't know. Like, I've never really thought about that.
I mean, this is a difficult issue, right? Is a guy having sex with me straight or gay sex? I think it's at least a little bit gay. It's definitely not straight.
Yeah.
Well, I've done stuff with girls, and I consider myself 100% straight. It's just, like, I did it because I was like, I'm open to this. Why not? And then afterwards, I was like, I didn't like that. Or in one case, I stopped it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a fair statement to say just because you tried something doesn't necessarily mean you liked it, and thus that doesn't make you gay or whatever, right? I mean, just because I've kissed a girl doesn't make me straight, right?
Sure.
So...
It is a difficult, huge topic.
It is.
It is, but it's also a fun topic, so we have that going for us.
It is. It is absolutely a fun topic. The HB 72 bill is aimed at establishing a filter requirements and enforcement for tablets and smartphones activated in the state on or after January 1st, which is kind of weird because, like, you don't have to activate a tablet, right? Or all tablets have to be activated.
What does that mean? What is activated?
I mean, I presume it's a
only
cell phone,
it has a SIM, right?
That's what I would think. So, but they do block bootloaders and things. So, is that somehow real? Are they trying to suggest that when you activate, and I'll put activate in quotes, that I don't even think so because that doesn't.
Maybe they mean the initial setup process. Maybe they. I mean, these are not tech people. Maybe they consider that to be activating it when it's just the initial setup process.
Maybe that might make sense. On or after January 1st of the year, the measures take effect according to its sex. And then the question is, what happens if there's no operating system on a tablet or device? Is that then illegal?
I don't know, man.
I hope you're not a manufacturer in Utah, because you're committing a crime if you receive, I presume, a device that doesn't have an operating system on it.
603-283-6160. More on this insane story out of Utah. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead.
another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria and Chris.
And Bonnie.
And we're talking about the legislature in Utah overstepping their bounds. I mean, without a doubt, this is going to get shot down by the Supreme Court. But the legislature of Utah has decided that all phones after January the 1st, I think, of 2022 have to have a filter on them that prohibits access to pornography.
It's after January 1st of the year, so...
Of this year? So is this active?
I don't know. I don't know if that's 2022 or if that's 2021.
Is this an old article?
I think this is a new article, so I guess 2022 would be, that would make sense. So, yeah, it's 2022.
So we haven't gotten into much of this article yet, but I'm really curious to know how they're supposed to implement this and what steps the average person has to jump through in order to be able to watch porn on their cell phone.
So this is what it says about the law. Manufacturers that don't abide by the law could face fines of $10 for each violation with a cap of $500. So basically it's a tax.
So manufacturers are the ones being fined here, not the cell phone owner.
That's what it sounds like.
So if they just go across the border to buy their cell phones, no problem?
I guess so. I don't even know.
Are there enough people in Utah for Utah to try to wield this amount of market pressure?
The thing that doesn't make any sense to me is it's $500. It's going to cost more than $500 to comply with the law. So why would anybody comply with the law? They just pay the fine.
Well, I guess it depends on how many phones they're selling in Utah.
No,
right?
Because it's $10 per each violation, but there's a cap of $500.
Oh.
So if it's I'm presuming per violation is per device. So if you sold 50 devices, 50 devices, I think it is, then, which, I mean, nobody's manufacturing computers or devices that are less than quantities of 50. I mean, look, 100,000 units is a small run. So that doesn't, nobody manufactures in the United States anyway like that.
There
so
should not be like, manufacturing in weird. Utah.
Right, exactly. So,
does Utah think that
I don't know
their laws will apply to a to
nobody's manufacturing in Utah except for very small companies that they're like are you literally going to go after the guy who builds a computer down the street for somebody because
computers aren't included.
That's true. Right?
Your average
tech shop. Even know. This doesn't seem to apply to anybody. You're right. Like, it seems to be like a law that doesn't actually have any applicability because there's nobody manufacturing tablets, I don't think, in Utah or in the United States even, probably. I mean, there's some manufacturing capacity in the United States, but I don't think they're manufacturing cell phones or tablets.
Maybe you guys are figuring out that this is really just, like, something that this governor put out to appeal to all the Mormons and then get votes, and it's not actually...
That's what I'm thinking, because, like, a cap of $500 is, like, even if you were manufacturing in Utah, you just pay the $500. Like,
yeah, that would be significantly cheaper.
Yeah, and I don't even know. Like, something just doesn't add up. Like, this just doesn't make any sense. $500 is nothing compared to the, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year. You know, like, even if you're a small, like, company that has, like, no employees, you're probably paying tens of thousands of dollars in taxes a year. Like, $500 is nothing.
Well, Mormon parents are going to love this idea, so I bet it's just for grabbing votes.
I can't imagine that this is going to be a law that there's not going to be a single device, I bet, on the market that has this implemented as a result of this law, these filters, because it just wouldn't make sense from a financial standpoint.
I would agree. I mean, just the cost of hiring a programmer to create this filter for your company is going to...
Or licensing the software or whatever, right? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Or I bet there's already filters built into the operating system already anyway. So, I don't know. Like, having somebody, paying somebody to enable that, like, to go in and enable that filter by default, it's still easier to pay the $500.
Doesn't Android have, like, a child mode version or something like that?
Yeah, but I think it has to be on, basically, for if I understand this correctly. So they basically have to check a box that says it's on when they make the images for the device. But why would they bother? Because it's literally $500 max a year, I presumed, or it sounds like. So if that's the case, then you just wouldn't change. You're not going to make custom images for people or customers in Utah or...
No, but the point I want to stress is that they've basically turned the entire population of Utah into people who can only use their phones in child mode.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Your children, your legislature.
So is this any manufacturer's going to do this?
Is this a filter that adults can't get around and watch porn? Because, like, how is keeping people from watching porn at all in the government's power?
I don't think so, because it doesn't say you can't turn it off. It just says you have to have, like, a filter.
But you can turn it off.
I presume. It doesn't say otherwise. But again, I'm not reading the bill here. I'm reading a story about the bill. But
see, I recall us covering this. Like,
we did before it passed. Like on 6 months ago.
It was on Call to Freedom. You and I talked about it.
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
Oh, it was.
This was years ago that we talked about this?
And there was and we expected some sort of database where they had to submit their ID and get permission.
No, I think you're right. So this has been a long time in the making. Oh, wow, man. You know, this is one of those things that you think, oh, it's never even going to bother to pass because how could they possibly enforce it? And it's like the manufacturers aren't even in their jurisdiction. The sellers are, but the manufacturers aren't. They're over in China.
Well, it's probably illegal to sell a cell phone that doesn't have these filters on it as well.
I mean, if it is, that's not what they're saying that is in the bill. I mean... I don't know, man. But even then, even if you're a retailer, it's like, okay, $500, you're just going to pay it. I mean, you know, even, you know, any single store that sells any kind of tablet or cell phones is just going to pay that because they're not going to, like, reach out to the manufacturer and be like, oh, we need this filter on or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense.
How dumb would you feel as a cop if your job was to go into computer stores and be like, does this have the porn filter? We can't have your adult customers coming in here buying a phone that they could view porn on.
Right, and then they could just buy the device next to it that doesn't have the filter and isn't legally required to. at least five other states have to pass the measure for it to take effect. So even after all these years, it's basically a no-go nowhere bill, and they know it.
They expect five other states to pass this measure?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I feel like Utah is the only one that might.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, Utah is, like, Mormon country, so I kind of see why they were even able to get this passed, but, like...
See, I wouldn't expect this thing, sort of thing out of Mormons. I expect it out of Southern Baptists, like the people in Mississippi or Alabama and stuff.
I don't know. I mean... You know, on the one hand, it's like you can drink. It's not illegal to drink in Utah, but they do have laws restricting drinking. So.
Oh, yeah. They have like a, instead of like a 0.08% alcohol that you can have and drive, it's like 0.05, which is just two beers or something.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about like you can go to a bar. It's just like the hours of operation are restricted kind of dealies.
Yeah. The hours of operation are restricted and the like amount of alcohol in your drinks is restricted. Like it's hard to get drunk. Like I am a political refugee from Utah. I moved from there back to Texas. And then I realized after COVID that Texas was just crap too, so I moved here.
Well, even New Hampshire has limitations on drinking.
That's true.
I found that really weird, but I also just don't drink as much anymore.
You can't buy alcohol after midnight, I think.
It's not anywhere near as bad as some states, like New Jersey.
Unless you're at a bar, in which case you can continue buying alcohol, but the bar has to close at 1.
There are some odd laws here too. But
so I can go to the bar and get a drink, but you can't sell me this alcohol, so I can go home and be safe and drink. That's bizarre. And why is it restricted at all? Because between 12 and 6, you can't buy alcohol in the state of New Hampshire. What changes at 6 in the morning? Why would you want people? Look, I would rather someone buy alcohol at 2 in the morning. Then 6 in the morning. Someone buying alcohol at 6 in the morning is likely starting their day. When they buy it at 2 a.m., they're likely ending their day. I don't want people to wake up and start drinking.
It really would be interesting to hear what the arguments were in the House when they passed that law, right? Like, I mean, there's hearings, and you can go to these hearings and hear these debates, and it's like, what is going through these representatives' heads when they pass these types of laws?
I was really shocked when I moved here that there's state liquor stores at all.
Yeah, me too. It's a very bizarre thing, but it does mean we have some of the cheapest liquor in the country, from what I understand, so...
It's a bizarre one, though. It's all weird to me. And New Hampshire likes to pretend it doesn't have bars. It has restaurants that are allowed to serve alcohol, but they have to sell a certain amount of food. It's so weird. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, as always, broadcasting live this Friday night, 603, it's literally right in front of me, 283-6160, that's the phone number, 603-283-6160. You know, since I came back to the show, I've been making a lot of weird little mistakes that I didn't used to make, like hitting the wrong button on the phone, but I figured out why I was doing that, is because I always use the software system.
Well, yeah, things have changed since you got back, massively, right?
Well, I've gotten things back up to where they were pretty much before any of this happened. Like, you know, I've got my little phone box back here. It's not working correctly, but I can actually use it to put people on hold and to hit the on-air button, which is how I always did it. I just hit the air button. But now I had to come over here and hit this physical button, which obviously one of them is flashing at me, so that's the one I always kept hitting. So, I mean, it's very weird. But we're talking about pornography here tonight, and it was inevitable, I think, that once we allowed the government to tell us what we could and couldn't do with our bodies, it would say, hey, we can also tell them what they can and can't do in their spare time, what types of porn they can and can't watch, because they've already done that. And sure, some of the pornography that's been outlawed, I similarly find objectionable. But not every type of porn that they've made illegal is actually going to strike me as immoral.
There's a lot of porn that I find objectionable, but that doesn't mean I think it should be illegal.
Well, what porn, other than child porn, what porn has been made illegal?
Bestiality, maybe?
Oh.
Bestiality, I think, is illegal.
Yeah, there's certainly other pornographic stuff that's illegal. I don't know all the details.
I'm not an expert in illegal pornography.
Yeah, me either.
I'm fairly well-versed in the legal stuff.
The thing is, the child pornography, tends to be, like, the cases that get heavily promoted, and a lot of, the court cases that have happened over the years have been surrounding that, so I'm a little bit more familiar with, those cases because of just stories, you know, free speech type. Sure. Issue stories that come up, but I'm not really that. I don't even remember there's some laws that I think there were some cases about is drawn child porn illegal. Like it went to the Supreme Court. It has a ruling. I don't really even remember if it is or isn't illegal, but it doesn't concern me. So it's it concerns me. You know, just the fact that they can do it or whatever, but not that. I'm not into it, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Now Utah has passed a law that prohibits people from buying cell phone or from manufacturing cell phones that do not include a porn filter by default. In order to turn off this porn filter, what do you have to do? And do you have to agree not to watch certain types of porn? Like, this is Utah. Do you have to say,
who knows?
I swear I won't use this to watch gay porn?
That's a good question. Is there, like, explicitly some sort of, like, what's in the filter, right? Do they require, do they have a list of things that have to be filtered? Or is it, like, is it just porn? Or is it other stuff? Because often there's other stuff that comes with porn filters. It's not really just about porn. Even in, like, national filters, they often have other stuff that's banned, like gambling sites, maybe, or...
you mean stuff like OpenDNS and parental controls on computers and stuff like that?
Both national and just regular filtering software you might buy to protect your kids. And I'll put protecting quotes here. But, yeah, I mean...
Shelter would be the word.
Shelter is probably a more appropriate word, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I want to say, like, when you guys brought up, like, not believing that this would happen in Utah, but you could see it happening in, like, the Deep South. I lived in Utah, and I just want to say, like, the Mormons up there are really, really authoritarian. Like, they absolutely think that they should have the power to, like, tell other people what to do. They do stuff like, if you move into their neighborhood, they'll be like, oh, hey, I forget what they call it, but, like, what sect are you in, or something like that. Like, they have certain, like, words for their different churches, but weird words. And if you're not a Mormon, they, like, won't let their kids play with your kids. And this is very, very common, like, story after story. And, like, people get kicked out of their families for being gay all the time there. So
yep.
I have personal friends who have been, like, ostracized from their family for coming out as gay.
Well, I mean, this is religious extremism. And
they're really extreme.
It's actually pretty rampant, you know, in the United States. It's not – I don't know what it is like in other parts of the world or other countries, but I certainly know in the United States, you know, religious extremism is rampant.
And I don't know if this is a geological thing, because there's so many mountains around there to, like, travel outside of it, but so many Mormons really just think that that's how the whole world is. Like, I've had a Mormon say to me, like, outside of Utah, only probably, like, 20% of people are Mormon. And I'm just like, what? No, like, maybe, like, less than 1% outside of Utah. I don't even know.
It would for sure be less than 1%.
Yeah, the Mormons don't make up that big of a pot. Like, you have to wonder. And, you know, I think this is something that we all fail at, it just as a human race, is not understanding that your circumstances aren't the same as other people's circumstances. And I find myself, you know, in when it comes to, like, computer stuff, you know, every once in a while I'll run into somebody who is like, oh, nobody uses Linux because it doesn't work with games or something. And it's like, no, that's like, there's actually a fairly small percentage of the market that is gamers. And most of the market isn't. So, everybody around you can't use Linux, but everybody that isn't around you can. So, it's just one of these weird things that we just assume that everybody else is doing the same things we are. Or, you know, is under the same circumstances, and it's just not the case.
I've definitely forgotten about that. I mean, here in Keene, it's the crypto mecca for a reason, that there's so many places you can go to here in Keene that accept cryptocurrency.
Yeah, crypto is probably the same way.
I honestly have forgotten that that's not the case everywhere.
Right, yeah, same here. Yeah, that's exactly another circumstance. It's like, I think crypto is widespread, and it's like, I use it every day, 3, 4, 5 times a day, easy.
I used to.
And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The government is a violent a beast, to say the least. So yeah, I mean, it's one of these things, you know, that is just, people have different perspectives on things, and they're flawed. We have flawed perspectives, and just because it is one way for you or around your friends or whatever, doesn't mean that it's the same way around somebody else's friends, and it doesn't mean that it's the same way around yet another group of people's friends or wherever they live or city or whatever.
Yeah, it's important for people to get out and explore the world. I'm actually reminded of this litter of puppies that my sister's dog once had, where they were just kept inside for the first, like, 2 months or so of their lives, and then finally my sister opened the door and let them out into the yard. And For those dogs, I mean, their entire world changed instantly. To them, the entire universe was that house.
Right.
And suddenly they went outside and they learned that the entire universe was so much bigger than they ever could have imagined. And so much more different. Right. And I mean, these are puppies, so they're not capable of high levels of thought. But as far as they knew, every walking surface in the world was tile or carpet.
Right.
And then they discovered grass.
And new smells.
Yeah.
But like the Mormons we're talking about in Utah who think that, oh, well, every single place is filled with Mormons that they need to step out
this
and
is,
see the world.
This is the dangers of being sheltered and the dangers of, living in an echo chamber. I mean, you have the same problems, and we all live to some degree in our own echo chambers. But, you know, getting out or letting other people who are not part of your clique or group or whatever in to speak, you know, sometimes is a good thing. You know, it's like, you know, we've got some racists among some libertarian circles, and it's not that most of us are, you know, we don't agree with those ideas, but it's good to have people who are saying things that we don't agree with once in a while so that we don't get this impression that everybody is like us, you know, because then, you know, we think, oh, the world is a great place, and the world isn't such a great place. You know, there's a lot of problems in the world.
As far as racists, I just like to know who is the racist and then avoid them and not give them money at, like, well, when I go to Porkfest, I'm not going to give certain people money because I've heard that they're racist.
Yeah, I think some of the people, and there's not that many, but there's the couple that I can think of you'll know right away.
Actually, I only know one, so I don't know why I said people.
I think it's also important not just to let other people into our circle, but to put ourselves in other people's circles.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. For example, when I was released from jail on the 16th, it wasn't a libertarian who came and picked me up. It was someone I worked with at my other job. And I have no doubt that if I could have reached one of the libertarians here in Keene, all of them probably would have volunteered to come and pick me up.
Oh, with a heartbeat.
The issue was that we communicated on Telegram, which I couldn't use.
Right.
I didn't know any of your guys' numbers.
Did you get the number for the person you called? Did you, like, call your work or something? Did you memorize the number because you give it out all the time?
I knew one person's phone number, but it was actually my attorney and his assistant who managed to... I gave them a list of people on Facebook who I knew were on Facebook and could be reached. Look me up there, find these people, shoot them messages.
I don't even know what I would do. I'm not on Facebook. Like, I wouldn't able to tell my attorney, oh, go look so-and-so up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a handy tool, and that's, you know, the whole reason I've always kept Facebook is to stay in touch with people who aren't necessarily libertarian. But, you know, I've also fixed the problem by memorizing people's phone numbers.
Yeah, see, I've never been on Facebook, so, like, I'm not in that situation, but I do totally get where you're coming from.
I would recommend memorizing people's phone numbers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just working off your phone contact list, whether it's Telegram or Signal or whatever, it's not ideal. If you lose that device, you're screwed.
Yeah, I wasn't arrested, but my device was taken, and I had no way to contact anyone. I just had to drive around Keene for a couple hours.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.